May the Lord help us to commence our service this evening by singing hymn 1036. Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies? But in the Lamb for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. Hymn 1036.
From the Holy Word of God, we'll read together two readings this evening. The first of our readings you'll find in the book of Numbers, chapter 14. The book of Numbers, chapter 14. And we'll read from the beginning to the end of verse 25. Numbers 14, the first verse. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, their defence is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in a tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a great nation and mightier than they. Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now, I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you, and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And now the book of Joshua, chapter 14. Joshua, chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. The children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs, for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came in unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's for ever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. And may God bless to us those readings of his holy word. May he now teach us how to pray. Most kind and gracious, Almighty, all-knowing, ever-loving Lord God in heaven. Oh, we would bow before thee this evening hour as we gather in our respective places in this unusual and different means of worship. Lord, we pray that as we gather this evening around thy word, that we might know and feel thy presence among us. Lord, we do pray that thou bless each room, bless each soul who listens to the services of thy house this evening. Grant, Lord, thy gracious blessing upon thy word. Lord, we do pray for the unction of thy spirit, the anointing of thy spirit upon the word. We pray that though delivered in weakness, it may be in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. And we pray, Lord, that thou art accomplish, Lord, wondrous things through thy word. Lord, do grant it that power. Oh, make it a living word, we pray. Oh, we do pray that we may see it to be more than just black letters on a white page, but thy word may be powerful in our hearts. Lord, we do pray that thou art grant us that personal blessing of thy word, the promises in which are contained in thy word for thy dear people, Lord, may be for us, that we may know that we are indeed numbered amongst thy children. Lord, we do pray that we may hear thy voice. For thou, Lord Jesus, did say, my sheep, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Oh, we do pray then, bring us to hear thy voice. Grant us, Lord, true living faith. Bless us with grace, the forgiveness of our sins, the love of Christ in our hearts. And may we, Lord, desire that better part. May we, Lord, know thy gracious leading in all aspects of our lives. Lord, we pray that thou bring us to take up our cross and to follow thee. We read of Caleb who followed wholly, not half-heartedly. Oh, we do pray, Lord, save us from a half-hearted religion. Save us, Lord, from a half-hearted profession. But rather may we be holy followers of him. Oh, Lord, we pray that we may be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Lord, our sins, thy word declares the wages of sin is death. Lord, the payment we are each due to receive by nature. To receive those wages, an eternal punishment in hell at last. But oh, we do pray that we may be brought into that fold where there is one shepherd and one fold. And oh, we do pray we may be found amongst the sheep in Christ's fold and washed in the precious blood of Jesus. Cleanse from all our sin and find that peace with God. Lord, do gather in the lost sheep of the household of Israel. Lord, thou knowest all of thy dear ones. And though ruined in sin and dead in trespass and in sin by nature, Lord, thou art able to bring them forth as jewels of thy crown, trophies of thy grace. Oh, we do pray then, may each one of us prove to be living stones in that building, which is built for the honour and glory of God, the temple of the living God. Oh, so, Lord, do build us in. May we be cemented together with love. May we bear one another's burdens. Lord, we pray for the church and the congregation at Swavesey. We ask, Lord, that thou would build them up in numbers and in grace and establish them in the word and in the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, we do pray that thou would prosper them spiritually, we pray. And grant, Lord, that though they may be each endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And, oh, we do pray, Lord, that, that thou would bless and be with them each. Gather into the church from the congregation. Lord, we do pray that thy work might continue. We thank thee, Lord, for all that thou hast done. Truly, what hath God wrought? But, Lord, do go on to be gracious further still. And Lord, may each soul that passes through the doors of that chapel, each one, Lord, who are found worshipping there, be found in heaven at last. Leave none out, we pray. Pass none by. May not a hoof be left behind, but may we each be gathered up into that great sheet knit at the four corners and taken into heaven. Lord, do remember us for good. O, take not thy Holy Spirit from them. Lord, we pray that thou art help and bless them indeed. Remember the deacons, Lord, in the office that they bear. We pray that thou art grant them all needed wisdom and grace, and help them and strengthen them and encourage them week by week. We pray for each member, Lord, that thou art bless them and be with them. Lord, we each call to serve thee. Lord, may that be our desire, to serve thee as thou would have us to serve. May they be a praying people. Oh, Lord, we do pray. May there be mothers in Israel. May there be those, Lord, who are sighing and crying. Those, Lord, who are wrestling in prayer. Oh, Lord, we do pray. Remember the families. Lord, we do pray that thou help them each at this time. We think of this virus which is still upon us. We do, Lord, pray that thou help us and comfort each heart. We pray for any who are furloughed, any, Lord, who have concerns regarding their employment, those, Lord, who have fears concerning the unknown way, with business concerns, family matters, Lord, thou knowest each heart, each case. We do pray that each may be brought to thy feet in prayer. Oh, may, Lord, these things, our troubles, be sanctified to us. And, Lord, do use them for thy honour and glory and for the good of our souls. We may be brought to thy feet and find, oh, those answers of peace for Jesus' sake. We do thank thee, Lord, for the throne of grace, where we can bring, Lord, those things we need, those things, Lord, that we fear. Lord, those difficulties, those troubles. Lord, we do thank thee and praise thee for that way made whereby poor sinners may have access to a holy, prayer-hearing, prayer-answering God. May we not limit the Holy One of Israel. Oh, but Lord, may we be blessed with true living faith, that we may ask, believing that we shall receive, not because we're worthy, but because we've asked in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And oh, we do pray, Lord, Help us to lay hold of those promises, for thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. O Lord, then, may we be bold at thy feet, or that we may come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So thou knowest, Lord, each need. Thou knowest, Lord, each case. And we pray that even this evening thy word may be blessed to the good of souls, to the encouragement, to the strengthening, maybe, Lord, to the rebuking. Lord, thou knowest what is needed, but we pray that thou suit thy word to meet each case. And may we know the application of it. Oh, Lord, may we be prayerful and careful hearers. Make us hearers and doers of the word. Oh, may thy word be laid up in our hearts. May there be something that remains, something to be remembered, something to be prayed over, something to be pondered, something, Lord, to be beaten out and to live on in the coming days. Grant us Ruth's portion. O Lord, abundantly satisfy us. O Lord, open thy gracious hands. Pour out a blessing from on high. O that there may not be room enough to receive it. May some, Lord, turn off their computer and have an overflowing heart. Oh, with the love of Christ shed abroad in their hearts. Oh, so, Lord, do remember us, we pray. Overcome any difficulties, any of the technology. Lord, we pray that thy name might be glorified. Lift us above these inferior things. Draw us heavenward, we pray. O Lord, have mercy upon us. We confess we're sinners, Lord. We've sinned and grieved. Lord, we've come short of the glory of God. Our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. O Lord, and what can dying sinners do except look to he who lives and reigns forever. The once crucified, now risen, exalted Saviour, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, we do pray then, have mercy upon us. Lord, looking mercy upon us this evening, send us help from the sanctuary. Strengthen us out of Zion. O Lord, pour out thy spirit, we pray. And overcome, Lord, hard hearts. And break down those barriers of unbelief and pride and enmity. O Lord, we do pray that thou art enter in each heart. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us this day. O Lord, have mercy, we pray. Deliver us, Lord, in this dark and evil day. Lord, do give wisdom to our leaders. Give guidance to those that have the authority over us. We pray it might please thee to put thy gracious work within them. Lord, that there may be those that know and fear thy name, leading us and guiding us and ruling our country. Lord, we fear we're ruled by godless leaders. But thou knowest, Lord. Oh, we would limit thee. Thou art able to go and touch even the hardest of hearts. Lord, we pray, grant to us that we may learn something as a nation from the things we're passing through. We live in a day, Lord, where there's much anger. There's much confusion. Lord, there's much sin. There's rebellion against thee. And man is lifting up his hand against thee. Oh, we do pray, Lord, open the eyes of the blind. May see thy judgments for what they are. They may hear that voice, and there may be that turning from our sinful ways as a nation, turning from our idols to serve the living God. O Lord, we pray, have mercy. Give us not over to the devil and his angels, but rather, Lord, put thy hand upon us and bring us back, we humbly pray. Revive thy work. Make bare thy holy arm. And Lord, do remember us in much wrath. Remember mercy. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Bless us, we pray. Lord, do remember thy church and thy servants and the flock that scattered throughout the earth. O Lord, in this day of confusion and distress, Lord, may our eyes be up unto him who created all things. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, we do praise thy great and holy name, thou King of kings and Lord of lords, art sitting, ruling in heaven above, God over all. Oh, we look to thee. Lord, thou art able to deliver us, able to help and save us. Then, Lord, have mercy, we pray. Hear now in heaven thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, O Lord, do forgive. Forgive all we've asked amiss. Forgive the poverty of our prayers. And Lord, forgive us every sin, as we ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Now let us sing hymn 728. 728. Strange and mysterious is my life. What opposites I feel within, a stable peace, a constant strife, the rule of grace, the power of sin. Too often I am captive led, yet often triumph in my head. 728.
Strange
Will you turn with me to our second reading, the book of Joshua, chapter 14. And with the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 12. The book of Joshua, chapter 14. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Joshua chapter 14, in the 12th verse. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. It was a very dark and sinful, dreadful day when the children of Israel forsook the promised land and turned away from it. We read, didn't we, in the book of Numbers, that the congregation lifted up their voice, the spies having returned. And Joshua and Caleb, they being two of the spies, had come back with a good report. And that they told them all the things that were there. And he told them that there was the Amalekites were there, and the Anakims were there, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites. But Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But, oh, what a fearful report was given by those other spies. Oh, and how they brought the children of Israel to murmur against Moses and against Aaron, but ultimately against God. And they said, there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. And they made the people's heart to fail. What a sad day. And they wished they were back in Egypt. And they thought about raising a captain, one who would lead them back to Egypt. What a dreadful day. Being so close to the promised land, the promises of God having not failed, the Lord brought them to that place. And yet, through fear, through unbelief, they sinned and desired to turn away. Oh, what a solemn thing. And Joshua and Caleb were the only two who viewed that promised land with the eye of faith, the promise of God in their hearts. And Caleb was given a promise. The Lord was not unmindful of him and Joshua. All that generation of theirs were to perish in the wilderness. In that 40 years of wandering, the Lord turning the children of Israel away from the promised land. As he wandered the wilderness, that generation passed away. And none of those from that generation would set foot into the promised land, except Joshua and Caleb. And God gave a promise to Caleb and said, but my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Well, 40 years later, almost, the land has been divided. Caleb comes before Joshua and he reminds him of the promise that God gave. The lots were divided, the land was divided. He reminds him of that promise. Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. That promise had been in his heart, waiting year by year for the fulfilling of it. And the day arrives. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Oh, what a promise it was to have that possession in the promised land, to have a part of it. But the part that was allotted to him was a difficult one. It wasn't to come with ease. And it wasn't to be obtained without much strife. It was through difficulty. There was to be some fighting, some conflict. There was a battle ahead. And he's 45. He was 40. Years old when the Lord gave him that promise, and he's 85 now. 45 years he's waited for this day, but his faith is strong. Now therefore, give me this mountain. I wonder how you and I would be waiting, how we would be feeling with a prospect of something before us, a difficulty before us, waiting and waiting. Or do you want it now when you're in your 40s? You want it while you're physically able? Oh, and as the years go by, has the promise changed? Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Oh, you think of this mountain for Caleb. Oh, it's full of the Anakims. Oh, it's full of obstacles and difficulties. The enemy was there. It wasn't to be easy. Did Caleb turn away from it? 45 years later, a man of 85, did he turn away from it? Give me this mountain. I wonder what the Lord has, what you have before you, what the Lord has placed in your pathway. What he's placed in mine. You know, sometimes we have those things before us. I wonder if you this evening have got mountains. Not a literally like Caleb. There was a literal mountain. There was a land to be occupied, and there was a fight to be fought. But we have our mountains, don't we? Are those things that are in our way? They seem great. They seem to tower over us like mountains. Cast a shadow over us. Cast a shadow of fear sometimes. Oh, we shrink from some of them. You think of a mountain naturally. It can be a place of difficulty, a place of danger, a place not easily overcome. Well, there's many dangers, naturally speaking, for one who would climb a mountain. But isn't it a sweet reward to view things from the top of it? I wonder if any of you have ever climbed a mountain, and what's driven you to climb it? Maybe it's the excitement of climbing it. Maybe it's the prospect of what you'll see when you get to the top, the view. Oh, how you see things differently. How things look different when viewed from the top. Oh, how sweet it is when we're brought to the mountain top. Oh, Caleb, he drove out those Anakims. Caleb possessed the land. The Lord gave him rest. There's a reward to his faith. Not that we seek a reward, but the Lord is gracious. He's a rewarder of faith, isn't he? He's not unmindful of our labour. He's not unmindful of the things that we do. Oh, what a good and gracious God to supply the need of his people when they need it. Oh, he made Caleb strong. 45 years he waited, but he didn't suffer for waiting. He didn't get to 85 and the land before him not be able to possess it. He wasn't brought to a place of regret because he couldn't possess it at 40. He waited the Lord's time. And God fulfilled his promise. He strengthened the dear man. He gave him courage. He gave him strength. Blessed him with faith. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Oh, to be willing. To be willing. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Oh, that we may be made willing. Oh, that we may not shrink from those things that God sets before us. You feel constrained. You feel the Lord's leading you. You feel the Lord lays something upon you. But on the one hand, the flesh shrinks from it. How can I go? Samuel shrunk from it, didn't he? The Lord told him to anoint the son of Jesse. How can I go? Said Samuel. There's a king on the throne. How can I go and anoint another king while there's a king on the throne? How can I go? How can you go? How could Caleb go? How does David say he would go in Psalm 71. He says, "I will," is verse 16, Psalm 71, "I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in the strength of the Lord God." If you go in your own strength, you'll come up short. The mountain that's before you, if you go in your own strength, you'll find you've, as it were, bitten off more than you can chew. You'll find you've either underestimated the size of the mountain and you've come up short, or you overestimated your own strength and you've come up short. But oh, to follow what Caleb said, to know Caleb's God, to be blessed with the faith that Caleb had, to be taught where your strength is and where it is to be found, that though you are weak, though in yourself you are unable, though you may in yourself be able to start it, yet you can't finish it, though to be shown all of those things, Caleb says, "Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain." It's not false bravado. You're not seeking to look big in front of anyone. "Give me this mountain." How could he say that? How could he say it? "Give me this mountain." I'll tell you how. Because he had given that mountain to God. He said to Joshua, "Give me this mountain." And Caleb was going to give that to God. He's to commit his way unto the Lord, to trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. "Give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and the cities were great and fenced. And how am I going to do it, Joshua? If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. If so be, the Lord will be with me." He's not going alone. There's a secret with him. "A sovereign protector I have, unseen, yet forever at hand." And he's not taking on something recklessly, carelessly, prayerlessly, and then seeking the Lord to come and bail him out, to help him out when he comes unstuck. No, he's not. The Lord has given him a promise. The Lord has brought things before him. Providence has unfolded, and a door has been set before him, and that's been opened by God. A little glimpse of it was given 45 years before. Now the day comes. The door is opened. How can I go? The Lord will be with me. If so be, the Lord will be with me. But he promised. His word, he spoke it. He declared to Caleb. He declared to Caleb, "Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went." When he trod that land as a spy, the Lord promised him he would there be one day as possessor. Oh, that is a most Beautiful thing, isn't it? The Lord unfolding his purposes. Oh, to be like Caleb, wholly following the Lord. Oh, I wonder if there's a few this evening who, or maybe you desire to wholly follow the Lord. What is it to wholly follow him? Give your life. Give your life to him. To serve him. Or maybe in your mind you, at times you desire to. Such is the love, the desire in your heart. One thing have I desired of the Lord, said David. That will I seek after. Psalm 27. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, you want to, in your right moments, your best moments. But what do you find? Well, to be a follower, to take up the cross and follow him, comes at a cost. Have you counted the cost? What is it? Ashamed? Ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, on whom my hopes of heaven depend? To part with things? Oh, may the Lord overcome these mountains for you. Fear in the unknown way, fearing to bring reproach. You're a sinner. You know something of your heart. How can I take such a step? How could I publicly declare and testify of his precious name, what it means to me, what he's done for me, what I hope he's done for me? How can I do this and then walk it out? How can I go? Oh, that the Lord would give you a sweet encouragement of his promise. Certainly I will be with thee. And he put his forth his sheep. He goeth before them. Oh, as to look to him, you'll need him. Caleb couldn't go without him, and neither can you. If so be, the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able. Then I shall be able. Oh, what can stand in our way? Oh, when living faith is blessed with a view, the Lord God omnipotent reigning in heaven, there sitting on the throne, great and glorious high priest, one who you know has heard your prayers and answered, obtained them because of who he is and what he's done. One whose love changes not. Oh, this mountain, can it stand before everlasting love? Will it not yield? Will it not give way? Mustn't it flow down at the presence of the Lord? Doesn't the Lord say, I will make all my mountains away? Oh, he's able. He's able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, he's able to make a way. He's able to supply every need. There's grace and more grace. He giveth more grace. Grace sufficient. Strength sufficient. Faith sufficient. Paul says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? What are these things this evening that are amounting to you? What are they? Maybe it's things in providence. Maybe it's this time we're living in. It's like a mountain to you. You don't know where the end is, where the top is, how to overcome it, what's the other side of it, how to get round it. Seems no way through it. Maybe there's mountains looming in your business or in work, or you children with school. You feel to be getting behind maybe with your work. You're worried about the future. Oh, to go to his feet. Oh, to plead your case before him. Ask him for help. Or would he turn you away? He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Oh, to come to him in prayer, to pour out your hearts before him. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Oh, that you might be brought to pour out your case before him. Tell him all those things that worry you, all those things that concern you, all those things that are amounting to you, and ask him to deal with them and to bring you through. Oh, ask him to make a way. Plead the name of Jesus. God be for us. Who can be against us? Oh, with God on your side, what have you to fear? What have you to fear? Tomorrow, he's got it covered, beloved friends. You don't know what it contains. You may have an idea. You may have some plans. But given what we've passed through recently, dare any of us say we know what tomorrow holds? He knows. Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knows. Your heavenly Father knoweth. He knows all about the mountain, for he's put it there. Or he's ordered it to be there. Or he's ordered your path so to bring you to it. Is there a cause? Is there a purpose? There's a purpose in all things, friends. Oh, that there might be a purpose to all of those things in your life, to bring you to prayer, bring you to faith in Jesus Christ, bring you to put your trust in him, bring you to prove him. Prove him faithful. Prove him a loving, caring, almighty, heavenly friend. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What will he withhold from you? Think he'll withhold you the strength you need, the grace you need? The Father himself loveth you, said the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's a father's love. Oh, he tries his people. There are times to test them, to prove them. But it's not in anger. It's not in bitterness. Though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies, for he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Oh, he makes known himself, brings them to trust him. He brings them to fall at his feet, to cling, to cleave to him, to cry out, to beg, to seek for that help. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Oh, what a wonderful thing if you've got a promise to plead. Lord, thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Thou hast said, certainly I will be with thee. Thou hast said, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Thou hast said, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Oh, that the Lord would grant us an increase of faith. Oh, that we might have this resolve, not shrink from the way before us, but be bold, encouraged, and strengthened. Oh, as we read of these godly, gracious characters in the Word of God. Oh, who looked to God, who waited for his appearing, who pleaded his word, who were brought to trust in him. What's the pattern? What is set out in the Word of God? None shall be ashamed that put their trust in him. Oh, none will be confounded. Oh, none will be put to shame. Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Thinking of this word, when I read that verse 24, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. You know, I thought of this. The Lord gave him a glimpse. Really, that's what it was, wasn't it? When he went in as a spy out the land, it was a little glimpse, if you like, it was a foretaste, a little taste of what it was, what was to come. It was the promised land. It was that which was being promised to them, and that which had been spoken of to them, and that which the Lord had promised to give them. And Caleb was given a little foretaste, a little view. He was able to enter into it a little, just as a spy. And then he had to wait 45 years. And he didn't wait in vain. The Lord had promised. The Lord had promised him that though he'd just viewed it, him will I bring into the land whither he went. He was going to enter in, and there he was to remain. Oh, what a thing if the Lord has given you a little foretaste, beloved friends. A little sweet glimpse of the promised land. Oh, what a mercy this evening. The promised land for the child of God in heaven above. A sweet foretaste of the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God shed abroad in your heart, a glimpse of glory, a little hope raised in your heart, a faint glimmer of the glory of heaven. I'll be lifted above your sins in this dying, changing world. But then it's gone. Oh, it passes. And you've got to continue in the wilderness. You've got to wait in the wilderness and wait on the Lord. And wait for that promise, and wait for the fulfillment of the promise. but you're not waiting in vain. All that which you've had a glimpse of, you're to be a possessor of one day. Oh, one day to be found as an inhabitant of Zion. Oh, no giants to drive out. No conflict. King Jesus has gone on before. Oh, he's made the way. He's dealt with the mountain of your sin that was in the way. He came leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. Came right where you are and spoke the word. Delivered. Delivered your soul through his precious blood. Oh, made a way, took that mountain out of the way. Oh, but there's a waiting for it. Oh, but we're not waiting in vain. Oh, that the prospect, the promised land at last, and there to find rest. Caleb found rest. Oh, after all his wanderings, after all his waitings, oh, to not wait in vain. Oh, to have here and there in the wilderness tokens, times to taste the Saviour's love, to times that you feel a little more of your weakness and failing and shortcoming, which makes you cling and cleave and seek and long more and more for him. All these things that are worked in you, the work of grace, the separating from your idols, the separating effect of the grace of God in the heart. Being made willing to leave all, not just to follow him in a profession of faith here below, but to leave all, to leave all. To take that step, oh, that great step, that final great test of faith, to walk through the icy waters of Jordan. Fear not, for I am with thee. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, if that's a seal into your heart and mine. Oh, you can live on that, can't you? A promise like that. I will be with thee. Is he proving to you? Here and there he's with you. The Lord is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Oh, what a refuge for sinners. Oh, this one who can make all his mountains away. The one who we can cast all our care upon and prove that he cares for us. Or maybe your prayer is this. With the mountain before you this evening, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Oh, when the Lord makes them flow down, be not slack in making mention of his loving kindness. Oh, thank him and praise him. Leave them not to lie forgotten in unthankfulness. That the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made a plain. Oh, who art thou? What mountain is it, beloved friend, this evening that's before you, that can stand before the Lord God omnipotent? He says, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there any mountain too great? Any valley too deep? Any difficulty too hard for him? A God of impossibilities. For with man, it is impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing should be called impossible. There's nothing impossible with him. Oh, then may you come boldly. May God give you faith and bless you, that you may, like Caleb, submit to his will that's before you. Give you grace to view the path ahead. And when the sight maybe is too difficult for you, may you look up and look beyond it, looking unto Jesus. Oh, may you walk by faith, believing that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. May God add his blessing to those few remarks. Amen.
May we close with hymn 303. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. O, receive my soul at last. Hymn 303.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.